It's not the strategy they use for the political violence that BLM and the far left conducted all throughout the summer and fall of 2020. So a very clear double standard. The second thing is they did embed informants in a lot of groups, including left and right groups, Antifa and right-wing groups, and they got lots of intelligence suggesting a bad episode would occur. We now know from Chairman Barry Loudermilk that while those warnings were very strong from the informants, the preparations and the warnings from the FBI to the brethren in the Capitol in Washington, D.C., did not exist. They didn't pass on the warnings from the informants. So two failed examples of the Chris Wray era of the FBI. Knowing something was going to happen, implementing a strategy that hurt conservatives but not liberals, and not warning the people who could actually prevent the violence from occurring. That is the legacy of the Chris Wray FBI. It's what we now have out and open. These documents are now out there for everybody to see. Pretty stunning, though maybe not so stunning given what we've learned about the FBI.